here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and I am here with Hernando Torres from ASI. Hernando, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Welcome to the studio lounge, sir.
Absolutely, thank you for having me.
I like these impromptu interviews, so
great.
This is good
stuff.
Thanks
for having me.
So before we start into the topic here, tell us about ASI. What do you guys do and how are you working with credit unions?
Okay, well, ASI is a technology company that has been in business for many years.
Okay.
Situation with ASI is that about 4 years ago, a decision was made that, you know, we needed to get into the United States market because in Latin America, where we operate, typically we have about 85 credit unions and banks as clients already. So we wanted to take the next step. And, you know, as a consequence of that, you know, we got the support from Black Dragon Capital and they told us that we needed to do three main things.
Okay.
And first of all, put your stuff in the cloud, get it as a service.
Yeah.
Second, show us that you can do multi-country. And third, get your first client in the United States. And I said, oh, fine. So when I'm done with that, are you going to help me expand? And they said, deal. And now they can't back off because we did
good
it.
Good for you.
Exactly.
You held up your end of the bargain.
Exactly.
Well done. Well done. So, gosh, so you guys are international and you're working with credit unions in Latin America, I assume?
Absolutely,
and
yes.
Wow. So,
absolutely.
Are you well-versed in the World Credit Union Council?
Yes, I am versed in that, and I'm versed in all the challenges that they have nowadays.
Oh, good, okay.
And now, you know, we talk to our credit unions in Latin America and here in the States as well about their current situation, which is a big challenge, you know, big challenge.
Yeah.
Now, the concept of service changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's not that, you know, the call center is calling me to say happy birthday or whatever. That doesn't count anymore. Now the concept is, how can I get my issues addressed seamlessly when I need it to my mobile device? Call centers and stuff like that, people don't want to know about that
anymore.
Oh,
especially the younger generation. They don't want
exactly.
to deal with that.
So, it's happening everywhere. This is not the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's global.
Mm-hmm.
Latin America is very interesting because in Latin America, for every person that is residing in Latin America, there's 1.4 cell phones. People carry more than one phone.
What? Really?
Yeah, because they get, like, let's say they get with AT&T unlimited data on Tuesdays, and with Verizon they get the same thing on Thursdays.
Oh.
So they get multiple phones so they can continue, you know, dealing with that.
I see how that
and
works.
And, you know, here we don't use, like, WhatsApp and all these networks as frequently, but everybody communicates that way in Latin America. So it's just great, and for them it's easy, reliable. So it's a great market because, you know, everybody went mobile before the actual kind of demand for mobile services was so big.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I learned something new every day.
We learned a lot from them as well, but here in the United States, we know this exactly.
Well, the next time I'm in Mexico, I'm going to check that out.
Absolutely.
So,
you see people with multiple pockets now.
Very cool. So how do you guys serve credit unions? I want to get to kind of the heart of the matter here. How do you guys serve them? And
geographically, let's say the following. In Latin America, we serve credit unions, you know, end to end. We have a core banking system that is extremely good, rich and functional. As a matter of fact, some credit unions from the US have gone to Latin America to see our core banking system working, and they are very pleased about what we do.
Cool.
Second, we do we have collection system, and the collection system is what brought us into the United States. So we have a very good collection system that is, you know, deployed in the cloud, you know, it's software as a service. We charge by account accessed per month instead of telling them you have to pay me this fixed fee. So it's, you know, and the quality of the product and the service.
So you're pay on performance, basically.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that sticks, and the people like the concept.
They like that.
And we have now one major QSO using our collections, which is Coastal Outsource Solutions in Massachusetts, and they're serving now five credit unions with our collection system.
Okay.
And we learned a lot, you know. We learned a lot about, you know, what's Fair Collections Act. Latin America, we don't have time zones or zip codes or stuff like that, so I can call you at 8:30, but you live in California, so our system had to become compliant for that.
Okay.
The automatic letters that have to be issued if you're, you know, starting a foreclosure, all that we did, everybody's happy, we're happy, it's working, and so that's kind of in both geographies.
Okay.
Now, we do omni-digital for internet banking, for mobile banking, for many other concepts of touch points for clients, and that's a success for us. And we're just going to bring a major product into the United States next month for Omnidigital that we're going to be able to deploy in the credit unions.
Sounds like there's an announcement on the horizon.
It's in the horizon. And then we do analytics. So we decided long time ago that, you know, the core banking system is not for you to do analytics. So we got with Microsoft together and we did an analytics system based on their BI, and, you know, we use it now for regulatory purposes, for compliance, and for analytics.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one interesting thing about this. You know, people get, you know, key performance indicators, management information systems from the core.
Mm-hmm.
We bring them from the regulatory reporting for consistency purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So your MIS, your KPIs are from your reporting directly, and that creates a completely new sense in the organization as of what this is what we need to do.
Okay.
So it's been a great experience for us.
So let's talk about future. Where are we going in the future with this?
Well, we're going as far as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the first step. So at Black Dragon, they hold to their promises, and yesterday we announced an acquisition in the United States. So we acquired SRMS Technologies. They're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They have 80 clients.
Mm-hmm.
So starting yesterday, we moved from having 80 clients to 160.
Oh, congrats.
And it's beautiful because it's evenly spread between Latin America and the United States.
Nice balance.
So, exactly, and complementary products.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to be able to offer people, complete solutions in many, many fields. In collections, we're going to be able to offer our collection solutions. Now with all the call center capabilities required,
mm-hmm.
like predictive dialing,
mm-hmm.
all that, those kind of things now
right.
we get from SRMS, and we combine into a single marketing program, and we're going to be actually, and I say this with a lot of confidence, we're going to be the one to beat in the club. We are going to be the company to beat in collections. We are the best, we know that. I'm going to stay humble. But when Coastal selected us, they compared us to the best of the market
mm-hmm.
back in June last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were better. And they can tell you why we're better in reporting capabilities, in analytics, in
mm-hmm.
statistics, in flexibility, in service. So we're very proud of that, and we're going to continue growing that, and we're just going to start bringing all the other products into the market slowly but surely.
Right.
We don't want to have any fumbles.
Right.
We don't want to have any false starts.
You want to do it right.
We got to do it right, and we are going to grow in a responsible fashion, along with the community
mm-hmm.
and with the support of Black Dragon.
Well, and Cretans appreciate that.
Absolutely.
They appreciate the slow, I don't want to say slow, but the controlled growth. That you're going to take care, you're going to go after new business, obviously, but you're going to take care of the current clients as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Yep, they appreciate
that
as well. Very cool.
So we're learning a lot.
Yeah.
And just helping some credit unions along the way, because right now, the economy is doing fantastically great. We just got the first kind of bad number, last month about, employment. It sank, actually.
Well,
so the dynamic may be that, in about 12 to 18 months, delinquency may start to just grow a little.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that this is the right time to prepare,
yeah.
to make sure that that's going to be
good
faced
idea.
The right way, and we're ready to help everyone.
Good strategy. It's a great message to end on. Hernando, thank you so much for hanging
thank
out with
Mike.
Us for a few minutes.
Thank you for having
appreciate
me. I truly
it.
Appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have
Hernando
a great conference.
Torres, ASI. Well
thank
done,
you.
Sir.